Empire's ultimate tool to end anyone and anything that would seek to move against them. The greatest instrument of death, not just for an individual, but for a movement. Death and humiliation and shame to crush the leader of the movement, to destroy the movement, and to put away even the slightest hope or dream of hope that things could be done a different way. To assert once again that the Empire are the ones in control. That there is no king but Caesar. Behold the life-ending cross. Our thirst for blood, our penchant for violence, our need for violent retribution. They lead to the ultimate instrument of the Empire. Our sinfulness, humanity's brokenness, our penchant to want only what we want and not what we actually need, in fact, our rejection of what we need. Our failure to recognize that we are beloved and that so is everyone we encounter. Our violence, our separation, our concern for ourselves, our belief in our own deservedness, but not others. Nails Christ upon the cross. And what is the response of God incarnate, of love made visible? A refusal to retaliate. No call for vengeance, which is what we would do. But instead, arms open, forgiveness offered. No condemnation, but love for the whole of creation. Today, even, we would likely call it loss, the end, weak, a lack of power. He does not, he cannot seem to even save himself. We would still look at someone and see them not making a show of force and instead offering up vulnerability. And so perhaps we would think or feel or maybe even say, I knew it. There is no other way. There is no other way of living. There is no hope. And the strongest ones with the biggest weapons, they always win. Yet even in death, Jesus shows another way of life. Even in betrayal, forgiveness is possible. even while receiving violence, there is no call for violent retaliation. But arms are open. Forgiveness offered. No condemnation. Just love for all of creation. Another way of life is shown where there is no pain too severe. No place we could go. No depression too immobilizing. No pit too deep. No doubt. No feeling of isolation. No suffering that Christ has not suffered and that Christ does not suffer with us and for us. Brokenness healed by experiencing brokenness. Death destroyed by dying. Faith that includes doubts and questions and uncertainty. My God, why? Love from which there is no hiding and no separation. Arms open, forgiveness offered, no condemnation, love for all of creation. Love and life given for the sake of the world as it is rejected. And so, while we may say there is no hope, hope is still there. For it is Friday, but Sunday is coming. For even in death, God will continue to love us to life. Death and resurrection. Hope, love, forgiveness, new life. These things abide. They remain. They stay. No matter where we go or what we do, no matter how hard they are rejected, how often they are killed. Hope, love, forgiveness, and new life continue. And so we know that when we see this, we behold the life-giving cross on which was hung the Savior of the whole world.